Roger Rashid joins us. Roger, I'm going to be honest right from the start, mate. You popped up on our Fox screens before, and there are a few ladies in the office here, the receptionists, etc., and they all went, "Who is that lovely man on screen? You're looking fantastic," Loz said. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, and fair enough too. I mean, they're seeing the screens well in New Year's.
You put on a bit of weight, Rog, have you? You looked a bit big today.
Hang on, I've actually shred, which I'm really Loz, which I'm really disappointed about, to be honest. I don't know where I'm going. Anyway, I'll take a good look at myself today.
Now, what about last night? Loz and I, we sat down along with the rest of Australia. We tuned in at 7 o'clock and our hearts fluttered a little bit after that first set. We thought we were in a bit of strife with Ash Barty, but, gee, she put the foot down on the accelerator in that second and third set and she moves on to round two.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's obviously going to be expectations. I think we spoke about there's nerves regardless of who you're playing, and especially with the anticipation of the audience, both on TV and in the room, and then the anticipation for Ash of wanting to go out there and play really well, and you know, and so with those expectations, there's always going to be a settling period, and you know, to Ash's credit, you know, you thought she was started off slow, then won the next three games, then you thought, okay, things have sort of settled themselves, but to the credit of her opponent, just she went about doing a pretty good job of keeping a lot of balls in play, taking her chances, and captures the first set. But that's when I think obviously the shackles came off for Ash, because what we didn't see in the first set, there was a lot of, you know, even though she hits with a lot of variety, you could see there was tension in her arm about naturally just swinging at the ball and just the movement a little bit as well. But once she freed up, I think there was a gulf between them in far as what they could do on the tennis court, and we saw that with her 6-1, 6-1. Second and third set. So it was a big relief, but I couldn't see that there was going to be an ability for her opponent to actually beat her over two out of the three sets over a journey of that time. You know, so time was always going to, as we don't go to a clock in our sport, as far as we're not dictated by time, you actually have an opportunity to work things out.
Yeah,
and she did that well.
Yeah, she probably had, you know, nervous energy built up. Big expectations, you know, holding the gripping the racket a little bit tighter, and then, as you mentioned,
exactly,
she freed up, and that'll be better for her in the next round.
It's just amazing how, you know, I mean, when you've played sport at any level, you know, it doesn't really matter what level. It's just when you do have a little bit of tension, it's amazing how things can go horribly wrong. You know, you just have no feeling of what you're trying to do, and then it's just a mind game. And what Ash has been outstanding at doing has been, she's been a problem solver, and really calmly being able to do that throughout the course of matches. And I think that's a big weapon that doesn't get that's not in the stats, is that how well her mind is operating under a bit of duress these days, and she's working things out. And you know, that's a great asset to have for her.
Serena and Roger were in action yesterday, along with plenty of other stars. But, I mean, what about Roger? He didn't even raise a sweat.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, the Rod Laver Arena had a great lineup. Naomi Osaka was really big early as well. So they came jumping out of the blocks, and it's interesting to watch the first rounds. You try and have a look at, sometimes you'll see some, you know, something like what that happened to Ash, where she, you know, she dropped a set and then found her feet. But Osaka came out of the box. Serena was outstanding early, 6-love set. She was finished that set really quickly. It was about 20 something minutes. You couldn't blink. And then Roger was very smooth. You know, he wasn't his electrifying best, but wow, was he pretty good for his first match. And I think it was a great match for him. He didn't have an opponent that was in a lot of form going in. And then you got to take on Roger up the other end. So that was about as good a start as Roger would have liked for a first round match, and the first match that he's played this year. So, you know, he moves into the, he doesn't often play bad tennis matches, Roger, at the start of tournaments. If you look at his history here at the Australian Open, there's been a lot of early round wins quite comfortably. So the expenditure of energy for Roger throughout the Grand Slams here at the Australian Open has been very rare, that he's had long matches, physical matches that have potentially got him into trouble down the line. So he's very economical when it comes to the early rounds of majors.
What about this young 15-year-old Coco Gauff?
I thought she'd win, didn't I?
Yeah.
You did. You, yeah. How far will she go?
And I said Sloane Stephens would lose as well, boys. I'm just letting you know. Just a couple of good ones, Ellie.
Not bad.
Just a couple of good ones. She's obviously got a bright future. She's going to be a top 10 player in the world at some point. There's no doubt about that. She's hungry. She's committed. She's extremely athletic. And so she covers the court very well. She's not afraid. She's only 15, but, you know, she's now been in the caper since Wimbledon, where she sort of hit the world headlines. And you know, the spotlight's been right on her. Just imagine it. You're a 15-year-old young lady, and all of a sudden the world knows about you and is on you and all this, you know. And so it takes another, it turns into another beast, the tennis world for her. So it's not a gradual introduction into the tennis world. So, and a lot have done it. The fact that she's been able to cope with it at that age, like Martina Hingis, and quite a few others, you know, that just shows that she's got single figures near her name. It's just what that looks like in the future. But yeah, she can rattle the cage here at the Australian Open. There's no doubt about that. But I just think over time, you know, physically, you know, she's strong physically, but I think the physical and mental decline as you go through matches will probably show out at some point in one of the matches.
Got an early start today because the weather's been causing a bit of havoc in Melbourne. 13 Aussies play today.
Yep.
Who can you tell our putters should we be looking for? Where's some sort of value, or do you think that there'll be a shining light away from the big names that we know?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one for the Aussies, because there's quite, as you said, there's a lot out there. If I look at, you know, Alexei Popper, and he takes on Joe Wilfried-Tsonga, I think that's, Joe hasn't had the greatest preparation, but I don't think his game's right there to defeat Joe over a five-set period. John Millman, I feel like he wins. Jordan Thompson has a good opportunity to win. They play back-to-back on court three today.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably two good ones for mine.
Okay,
Millman's an outsider.
Yeah, against Humbert. 205 Millman, $1.77 Humbert, and I think Thompson's just favourite against Bublik at the 195.
Well, they're my two for the day for you.
Okay, 379 the double. Beautiful.
Yep. What about Kyrgios tonight, mate? He should breeze through, or is it a bit more than that?
Look, I think so. Lars, I mean, his opponent's not, you know, he's only played 5 Grand Slam matches in his career, so that's not a great start. He's 26 years of age, so you can see he's sort of late onto this scene. He's been playing a lot in the Challenger series, so this is a really big step up. You know, I like the way Nick's playing for a cause. He's a different type of player when he's playing for, you know, there's something that he's playing for, he's passionate about. We've seen that in the Davis Cup, ATP Cup. So I think he gets through, I think he gets through comfortably. I wouldn't see there'd be too much trouble for him. He's on his favourite court out there at Melbourne Arena. So, you know, he never starts a campaign on Rod Laver Arena. He starts off at Melbourne Arena. It's probably a request of his. The tournament, obviously, you know, they put him out there to entertaining crowd out there, to say the least. They get into it.
Just had a text here from a listener. Can you ask Roger about Alex Bolt, a boy from Murray Bridge, SA boy? He's in action today as well. He's outsider against Ramos Vinolas. He's a big outsider too at that $2.45 price. Is he a guy? Because I know he was very exciting last year in some of his matches.
Yeah, look, he was. Look, now Bolte's got—he's a fellow South Australian. He's got a big game. He's a left-hander. He should be ranked inside the top 100 players in the world. He's got a world-class forehand. He's a good, strong lad. He plays. When you see him ball striking, if you didn't see the ranking near his name, you'd say, "Well, what's his ranking? You know, 50, 60 in the world." So Ramos Vinolas last week in Adelaide handled the win very poorly. We're outdoors here today. The sunshine's going to be turning up, but it could be a little breezy out there. So he didn't play his best tennis, Ramos Vinolas. So what I will say, he's definitely in with a chance because the Spaniard doesn't have a big game. You're available to, you know, you're available in his game all the time. So he's a great competitor, though. He's an experienced competitor and has been inside the top 50. So, Alex has got a shot at it. He's definitely got a shot at it. It's just over 5 sets. Can he keep a continuous a high level of play, but he's got the weapons to win. It wouldn't surprise me if he got the win, courtesy of what I saw last week from the Spaniard.
You've got Djokovic, you've got Federer, and you've got Nadal. I've heard a few people mention this Medvedev. Why is he capable of winning?
He pushed Nadal at the US Open in a big way. There was an amazing match of the US Open, the US Open final. He's a Russian who's you'd like him actually. There's no thrills about him. He's pretty simplistic the way he plays in his mind. He's actually got his game's really compact. It's aggressive. He's 6'5", moves 6'5", 6'6", moves like a gazelle on the court. He's got big reach, and he's a believer that he can beat these guys now. Yep. So he's four in the world, and his back half of the year was he made six finals in a row. And when you do that, you're playing. You're starting to believe in what your craft is, and so he's just a dangerous player who knows how to navigate the court. He knows how to do it over a long period of time, over five sets now. He's got a really good composure, and he loves the challenge of playing in an environment which is not necessarily his preferred environment. So he's got a lot of really good assets. And, yeah, he's talked about because of his currency over the last 4 or 5 months. Can he get it done, though, is the other thing. As I said, it's going to be very interesting to see who holds one or two of those semi-final spots. Do we get one of the upsets from the big three leading in? But we've had a few. You know, Tsitsipas, who was a Greek kid who's got an opportunity. He played well and won yesterday. So until we see this all sort of play out, boys, we actually the first week's really interesting because we just sort of see whether there's wear and tear in any matches. Anyone gets any surprise five set? You know, where they get into any dog fights that go five sets? So there's a potential fatigue factor or a body ailment factor throughout the course of the tournament. So this first week's just a sort of you just have eyeballs on it and you watch it and you're watching the big names to see whether there's they hit any hurdles, any small hurdles that might hurt them down the track.
All right, plenty of people are texting wanting you to give them a double in the female and the male. Who's going to win?
Have I not done that?
I don't think we asked you yesterday.
Oh, right, okay, right. Are these the same people that saw me on Fox?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah,
stick.
Are, right? Yeah. Just working that out. I've got to do some push-ups.
Mate, you would have already done them, Rog. You would have been up at 6 this morning. Push-ups, dips, the lot.
I'm not like you boys. You were big boys. I'm gonna lean on Serena. It's pretty hard not to. Just because of the pedigree and I think her form moving in, she's actually got some form moving in. So I'm going to lean with her. I said she was my slight favourite, and I have to go with Novak. He lost a set yesterday. Hadn't lost a set for a long time here at the Australian Open. I think 2014 was the last time he dropped a set in an early round match. But his other sets were very pure, so I'll still sit with Novak.
$10, mate. Go and do those push-ups, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
Beauty boys.